All right, we'll go ahead and continue with the Washington coach, Chris Peterson. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Michael Lev, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach. I wanted to ask you about a couple of rule changes, one that's passed and one that's still in the proposal stage. The first one had to do with kickoffs, you know, the rule about how you can fair catch and the ball goes out to the 25. What do you think of that rule, and have you formulated any sort of strategy on how to deal with it?
We're in the process of still formulating plans, kind of going back and looking at our tapes in the past to see how that would affect us, if that could help us in any way. I think anytime when they do studies and it's, you know, a higher percentage of a chance for injury on a certain play, you know, we need to take a hard look at that and figure out how to help that situation. So I think they have, and I think this is the first step towards it. I think it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But, I think it's all about, you know, making this game safer for the kids, and if that's one of the plays that's going to help us, that's a good rule.
Okay, and the other rule that's been tabled till June is also player safety oriented, the one about where a player could play up to four games in a season and still retain his red shirt. Why do you think that hasn't passed yet, and do you like that proposal?
I think that we shouldn't even be having this conversation. I think that guys should have had 5 years of eligibility. There's no red shirting. So if a kid's ready to play game six, game whatever, there's no strategy. If we're trying to help kids, you know, and not burn red shirts late and all those type of things, you know, sometimes you play a kid, you think he's ready, and all of a sudden it's too big for him. He really hasn't adjusted, and so now all of a sudden what do you do with him? So if we're really talking about helping the kids, I think it's like it shouldn't even be limited to four games. The reason that I think it hasn't passed because it has to do with other sports that are involved, and I always think football is such a unique sport and different that it's you're comparing apples to oranges a lot of times, but they want to treat us all the same. And that's why I think it hasn't passed yet.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just had a two-part question for you. I'd love to hear what it was like being with Vita at the draft, and then the second part of that, just kind of as a college football coach, curious what it's like to watch the draft unfold every year.
It was great being with Vita. It's awesome, you know, to be with his family and them, and they're so wide-eyed and, you know, don't really know exactly how it's going to go, and there's so much anticipation. And then certainly when it turns out so good, you know, like you're hoping it will when a guy gets drafted high, it's really cool to watch that whole thing. It's really one of the highlights of, you know, why you coach. I mean, because it doesn't happen that often that you're going to have guys that, you know, go high in the first round. I mean, those are precious times and moments. And so to be part of that and see those kids and their family, it's so cool. So it's good. And then to watch the draft unfold is always fun for college football coaches because we know so many of these players. You know, you've either played against them or seen them. It's the world we work in and live in. And so to be able to watch the whole thing, sometimes I feel like I was thinking we probably know these guys better than the pro guys that are drafting them, you know, because we've been watching these guys for so long. And half these guys we know about in high school, even if they weren't on our team. And so it's really fun to watch that day, those couple days unfold as well.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty. It's Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm fine, Coach. Thanks for asking. Coach, going into spring, do you have a major goal or is it a lot of little goals you want to accomplish?
Yeah, we have a major goal. It's start over, go back to basics, teach our guys how to practice the way we want them to practice. And along that process is we're trying to teach fundamentals and techniques. And that's our goal. And that's what it is every year. It's like we teach them how we want them to practice over and over.
Coach, along that same line, what's the hardest position to develop during those 15 days of spring?
They all have their unique challenges. in some ways it can be the quarterback, depending on your numbers, because I always feel like the quarterback can't get enough team reps, and we don't do a ton of team things in the spring. And then if you have three or four or five quarterbacks that you're trying to develop, you can't get enough reps for those guys. You know, you just can't do team that long. You don't have enough bodies and all those things. So in some ways, you know, the quarterback can be hard because you got to play 11-on-11 football for those guys to really, you know, build skill. And it's hard to get all those guys reps.
Coach, going to the draft, and again, once the Bucs traded down, I won the media pool because I had Vita as the guy they were going to take. I asked Coach Cutter and I asked Jason Light, I said, have you had any conversations with Coach Peterson? They said they had a lot of conversations, all positive. This is a big human being coming in here. It's a pretty good player, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah, I mean, he's unique. That's why he's a high first-round pick. You know, he's got some God-given tools that, you know, he's been blessed with. But the cool thing is he's put them to use. He's a great person. I mean, he's a likable guy to be around and to coach. And the nice thing about Vita is he's, you know, even being drafted that high, he's still got an upside to him. I mean, he still has, you know, stuff to be developed, and they'll do that at Tampa Bay.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time. I'm going to quote Coach Cutter when he got up there. He said, Coach Pete told me that besides the fact that he's a fantastic football player, he's the type of guy that you'd have if you had a daughter, you'd want him to marry. He said, you're no BS, or you're the most honest guy going. What do you tell Vita about Coach Cutter to expect?
That he better bring his A game every day, because Coach Cutter is going to demand that of his guys. I think it's going to be a really good fit, because Vita wants to do the right thing. He wants to, you know, whatever your program's all about, he's going to try to do that. And so I know Coach Cutter has a strong vision of how he wants things to go and how he wants his defense to play. And Vita will fit right into that, and he'll buy into his message. And so I think it's a win-win for both those guys, and I'm excited to watch that whole process unfold.
Coach, I know Gerald McCoy is the happiest guy in that locker room to have him next to him. So thank you for your time, and great talking to you again.
All right, Leo. Take care.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
Your next question comes from the line of Ben Bolich, Los Angeles Times.
Coach, I wanted to ask about the Pac-12's bowl record last year. Is it concerning that 1-8 record, and how much of an indicator of a conference relative strength is its bowl performance?
I don't worry about that at all. The only bowl record I care about is the 0-1 that the Huskies were. I mean, that's all I can control, and so have some influence in. And so that's what I worry about. These things are cyclical, and you know, everybody can talk about whatever. I mean, we've been through this before with whoever conference. That conference isn't any good. They can't win. You know, it's cyclical. And so I'm just trying to figure out how we take the next step, you know, when we play in our bowl games. And when you play in bowl games like we played in, you're going to play the best of the best. And so you're splitting hairs in terms of being able to get this thing done. And so I don't know about the – you know, the whole conference. I don't know how and why that all shook down. I just know that we didn't play good enough, and we got to figure out how to take the next step as our program.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Very good, Chris. Thanks for your time today. We'll see you tomorrow in Phoenix.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay. You bet. We'll see you.